You know, you might think we're backstage. Backstage at Madison Square Garden. Almost. Because the connection between the artist and the music is pretty much the same. One of the highlights for me is coming to work and being able to do one of these live sessions like the one we're going to treat you to today. And keep in mind, it's also why you support this public radio station and why we can claim to be the greatest jazz station on this planet. You know, the best mixture of music is that which expresses itself by looking ahead, but at the same time looking over its shoulder. What happens when it's a perfect storm like that? It becomes the 8-Track Band. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to WBGO, Dave Stryker and the 8-Track Band. Thank you. There it is. And we welcome to WBGO, Dave Stryker.
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Eight-track band. I'm doing great, man.
All right, man.
Volume 3.
Yes. Good to be here this morning. Got the whole band.
Boy, you do. Tell us who we're hearing today.
Jared Gold on the organ. Great. Stefan Harris on the vibraphone. Myra Casals on percussion. And McClenty Hunter on the drums.
And the same lineup that you will find on this new recording that is out on Strike Zone Records. And we're just getting you ready, folks, because as cool as this music is in this radio station, we're just getting you ready for tomorrow evening at the Django. That's where it's going to happen on Saturday night. Sunday at the Falcon up in Marlboro, New York. And if you've never been up Route 9, that's worth it in itself.
Very cool place.
And then you walk in the door and you hear all this great music. Gypsy Woman. He'd already told us about that. Singing about Amen. By the time Curtis Mayfield made his first record as a leader, it was 1970. And that tune that we opened with today, that you opened with, is from that record. What is it about that music that you're now into three volumes of that you think gives it such incredible legs? Because I don't hear that today.
Yeah, a lot of these tunes that were written in the 70s were, people heard them on the radio. They knew the melodies. They sang along with them. They had a meaning to them, you know. And even the people that maybe weren't around at that time, those melodies still, as they're discovering them, are, you know, just great melodies, great tunes. And my whole idea was just to try to take these tunes and put our own stamp on it, so to speak, and play them as, you know, play our way on them, play jazz and improvise, but still have those melodies that people can relate to.
Sure, and that concept that you just described is actually nothing new, because you with Brother Jack McDuff back in the day when the walls would sweat in those little joints.
Actually, Gary, that's wrong. I was the first one to do this. you got that wrong. You're right. You're right, Gary. Just kidding. We were talking about that earlier, and it goes before even my time with Jack McDuff. When I was growing up in Omaha, and I first started learning jazz, a local sax player, Bobby Thompson, took me under his wing, and I went over to his house, and he was showing me tunes. And not only did he show me I Remember April and tunes like that, but he did Never Can Say Goodbye, Call Me. These were like pop tunes, but he, you know, people knew that if you played a tune in a club that they knew and, you know, jazzed it up, you're making a connection with your audience, which is all what we always want to do, you know. So then when I got with McDuff, same thing. All the jazz guys, especially the organ players, you know, would take pop tunes and do that to them. And Stanley Turrentine later, when I worked with him, same thing. But so what I was doing, you know, before this project came about, is I was throwing in a tune like that, you know, maybe a Carpenter's tune or something, once a set. And I would say, okay, here's something, you know, we're going to do by the Carpenters. That's going to be on my next record. Dave Stryker plays the hits of the 8-track. Ha, ha, ha. Right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, people started coming up to me and saying, hey, man, when's that record coming out? Because I want to buy that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, let me try to do this.
See, but now Curtis Mayfield has been represented on two of the three volumes, right?
Bad Cat.
Yeah, you betcha, man. Bad Cat. And I referenced the Impressions. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, man, those tunes, Gypsy Woman, I Want to Tell You About My Baby. You know, at the end of that 2 minutes and 10 seconds, you knew all about her and why she was so special to Curtis or
whoever was
singing at the time. I mean, that kind of connection is, I think, one of the reasons why these pop tunes have such an incredible life.
Right. Right. I agree.
The words.
People that mean something to people, and they're great melodies as well. So, you know, we try to put our stamp on them.
Yeah, well, you certainly have done it so far, and you continue to do it. And tomorrow night, they're going to do it at the Django in New York City. Sunday night at the Falcon. And here this morning, as a thank you to our listeners who support this public radio station, we're going to swing a little bit more with the 8-track man, guitarist Dave Stryker and his friends. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the way on Morning Jazz. We say thank you for your support. Guitarist Dave Stryker, vibraphonist Stefan Harris, organist Jared Gold, McClenty Hunter, master of the rhythm back there, Myra Casals on congas and percussion. Saying together, they can get next to you, babe. They can get next to you. Papa was a Rolling Stone. 1972. But here we are 47 years later, and that body of work is being nominated for a Tony Award on Broadway. You talk about a sense memory and depth to a musical body. That says it all, doesn't it, Dave? Mm-hmm. Dave's taking a shot. What is that you got there?
It's a Gilby's? Deer water.
Oh, mm-hmm. deer water.
Pure.
Oh, pure water.
Yes.
I got some of that myself in the cup. Yeah, but I mean, that speaks volumes, doesn't it? That music, here we are over four decades later, and the music is still being celebrated.
That's right. They actually asked me to be on the Broadway show when they saw my shoes on the cover, but I had to turn them down because I didn't want to get injured.
Will you wear those shoes in performance?
No.
Now, the shoes he's talking about, folks, they're leopard skin platforms, and the heels are clear. So if you remember those shoes from the 70s, why the clear heels? Because they put little goldfish in the heels.
Gary, no goldfish were injured during the filming of this cover.
Yeah, well, I see that it was endorsed by PETA.
That's right.
On this recording, all because of the shoes.
Yes. You know, that's one of the good things about buying a physical product you can hold in your hand, because if you download it, you don't get to have the shoes, man.
You so. Don't. You don't get the shoes.
So I figure, let me just. We still have CDs and et cetera, 8 tracks. Let me go all out on this one.
Yeah, and you got the princess phone, you got the lava lamp, and all those other things that were around during that time. And you know, that's a cool thing about music in general. And to some instances, I mean, in some respects, it happens in jazz. Of course, with Felix on a weekend, it happens damn near every tune.
One of my favorite shows, yeah.
And when you hear the opening chords or the opening notes of a particular tune, it was the 3rd of September.
You got it.
You immediately, you smell things and taste things that were there in 1972 when you first heard the Temps do that tune, right?
Right.
And so your objective is to try to bring some of that back in performance and on this record. It's volume number 3, and the other two volumes are pretty decent as well.
Right.
Dave Stryker and the rest of the band. It's featured on this record here with us at WBGO. This kind of thing doesn't happen just anywhere. And that's why I think our listeners come forth and support us and celebrate 40 years. I mean, we're celebrating 40 years. Bourne and I and Rhonda and the rest of us talk about some of the records we used to play 40 years ago on this very station.
Right. Well, I think I can speak for everybody in the group that this station means so much to the music community, not just here in the New York, New Jersey area, but all over the world now, you know, you can get it online. In fact, hopefully my mother will be listening down in Tucson. But yeah, this station is, there's no words, you know, this is what we need to keep this music going. We need it. We need, you know, what you guys are doing is pumping it out 24/7, great music. You know, who knows who's listening? People are hearing, you know, great creative, you know, improvised jazz music and all kinds of stuff.
Well, and I think even with the internet, but certainly with the makers of the music of today, there's a dedication to showing people around the world that this music doesn't exist in a silo, that it's all different kinds of shapes and sizes. And you know, Stefan has made music from Cuba. I mean, Stefan has taken, you know, tunes that we associate with some of the jazz masters, and he's turned them inside out and reinvented them and reimagined them. And so at the same time, just like this band is doing, looking over his shoulder, but yet, you know, that constant push, man, push into the next room, into the next minute, into the next tune, which leads me to ask, what are we going to hear next?
Well, it would be hard to do a project like this without doing some Stevie Wonder, so we thought we would do our version of Too High.
Oh, Inner Visions. That, my friends, is a way to spend the morning, isn't it? I'm Gary Walker. We welcome you and also guitarist Dave Stryker, vibraphonist Stefan Harris, organist Jarrett Gold, McClenty Hunter on drums, and percussionist extraordinaire Myra Casals, who just reminded me why I had quadraphonic headphones and bought those old Santana records. And felt like a boxer after about 10 minutes. God, those things were heavy. And it's a heavy morning and a great morning. Too High, Inner Visions, Stevie Wonder. There's another depth of wealth of information musically over the years, right? Still being called upon by so many.
You know, I'm in all seriousness, I'm glad to be on the planet at the same time as Stevie Wonder. I mean, I feel so fortunate. His body of music, man, is just, you know, it's just, what a genius.
I saw Stevie Wonder twice. The second time, he opened for the Rolling Stones, and you could tell the minute they walked out by their body language, they knew they made a mistake. Right? But the first time was little Stevie Wonder on a flatbed truck in the parking lot of a shopping mall out on Southfield Avenue in Detroit, Michigan, where I spent some time. You know, when the Beatles came to town in the 60s, every hour you heard a Beatles tune, and then it was back to our music. And it was the sound of Motown, you know?
Yeah.
Mary Wells, all those great tunes, you know, Hitchhike, and, oh, Marvin Gaye, I mean, just, eh.
Yeah, of course, Gary, you're much older than me, so, but I mean, I can relate to what you're saying. Does that translate on the air?
And then they had Seniors Day, and we would walk the mall listening to that Stevie Wonder fellow. He really got our blood pressure up. We loved him. 8-track, and let me tell you, if you're living just enough for the city, tomorrow night is the place, Django is the club, and then on Sunday night, the Falcon up there on Route 9 in Marlboro, that's a hip room just to walk into, let alone hear some music like this. And then next weekend, If you don't want to hit the road, Trumpets in Montclair, New Jersey will be the scene.
Yeah, that's been my home base for many years now. So hope to see some people out to Trumpets. We're not sure, but it could be one of the final performances there. So let's go out in style. Come on out Friday night.
Well,
a week from Friday.
I can't think of a better way to do this. Let me ask you, you know, when you're picking the tracks for 8-track or for the second one or the first one or for volume 3, do you ever have trouble? It's like, you know, guys, we can't fit 37 tunes on the record.
That's a good question. Yeah, what I usually do is there's a few years between each one. So I think the last one was about 3 years ago. But I start making lists, you know, of tunes I dig. And sometimes I'm listening to Felix Hernandez on Saturday morning. I get inspired by some of those. In fact, the next one we're going to do, I heard on WBGO, you know, Roy Ayers, Everybody Loves the Sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like.
Gary, yeah. You going to sing this morning? Or you'd like
no.
to join us? Or?
No, I would not. No, you would not like me to join you. It's actually the key there. But, you know, from Roy Ayers to Stevie Wonder to David Gates to Marvin Gaye. And so much more. It's all right here. And even the Carpenters. And the Carpenters swing hard, man, the way you guys do it. We've only just begun.
Right.
You know, but so many of those pop tunes, you know, turned inside out. This guy's in love.
Well, those tunes have great chord changes and great harmony. Burt Bacharach and great songwriters. Paul Williams, I think, wrote We've Only Just Begun. That's another part of it, you know, finding tunes that have some harmonic beauty that we can put our thing on, and if not, then I try to figure my way into a tune to, like I said before, make it our own and figure out a way to that we can play over them.
And we didn't all live through these tunes, because like I was talking to McClenty Hunter before we started on the air this morning. And I said, you remember the 8-track? You remember this? He said, oh, no, man. You mean when it was on the radio
his
the
dad
first
does.
Time?
McClenty Sr. does.
McClenty Sr. remembers. But I said, well, what is it? And he said, man, there's just such a deep amount of soul in that music.
You know, people that didn't have to go through that when they stick in the matchbook in there so you could hear it and, you know,
keep the tracks
clicking from one to the other, you know. Let's just say it wasn't the epitome of amazing technology for us, but it was the kind of the first time you could actually take a tape into your car, and cassettes came along, and we know what happened after that.
Just, sure. Yeah. The birthing rate increased dramatically.
Oh, boy.
Huh? Was it not? The 8-track? The 8-track is the reason some of you are listening this morning. I guarantee that. And we're with the 8-track band here today, Dave Stryker and Stefan Harrison, Jared Gold and McClendy Hunter and Myra Casals. And what are we going to hear next, man?
Everybody Loves the Sunshine.
Oh, look out. Little Roy Ayers on a Friday morning. Remember, it's listener-supported WBGO. Thank you. Once again, a live performance from 8-Track 3. It's Morning Jazz, a very special edition with Dave Stryker and Stefan Harris and Jared Gold and McClenny Hunter and also Myra Casals. And from this latest recording, and if you're enjoying what you are hearing, including Roy Ayers, everybody loves the sunshine, even on a rainy Friday. Let me tell you something, that it's also our offering for the CD of the Month Club here at WBGO. So if you're a member of that one, you're going to be getting this during the month of May. It's how we say thank you, not only by sending this out, but also by playing this music and featuring these world-class musicians with us here on WBGO. And if that's not enough, take it outdoors in the sunshine and up the street for tomorrow night's performance at the Django in New York City, and then Sunday night up on Route 9 in Marlboro, New York. The location is the Falcon, and I tell you, the food's not bad there either, so check that out. And then next Friday on the 17th, a week from tonight, it's going to be Trumpets in Montclair, and then down to Chris's Jazz Cafe for some of our Philadelphia friends down there, and then some other things happening on and about through the entire summer. And can you blame it? Everybody likes the sunshine and the music featured on 8-Track 3. Man, what a concept. And what a group.
Yeah,
right?
I wanted to say this band is I'm so lucky to have these people as not just as in my band for this project, but also as friends. These are really some of the best in the biz, as they say. Jared Gold on organ, Bad Cat.
I'm telling you.
Myra Casals, Secret Weapon.
Yeah.
That's right. We let her out once in a while, bring her in, you know, we need her. Great McClenny Hunter.
Yeah.
And, of course, the man who needs no introduction, the great Stefan Harris, you know. Thanks, bro. Yeah.
Always a really good time, man. And it's a good time visiting you. How's Coop doing?
Coop is, he's listening right now. He's between sleeping. He's getting old, 16 years old.
Cooper,
that's our dog.
Cooper is Dave's dog. And,
greatest dog of all time.
And I met Coop at a gig one night outdoors. And it's like,
he used to roadie for me.
Who's down there in the front row? You know, he'd work real hard, and then he'd go lay right in the front row and just watch you. And every now and then he's cock his head like, you remember that? No, that's not what you did the other night.
He's one of my biggest fans, actually.
Yeah, he answers a lot of the fan mail and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So if you get a Dave Stryker 8-track and it's got a big paw print on the back, cherish it, man.
That's it.
Because the Coop says hi.
That's it.
Yeah. What are we going to go out with this morning? This is fabulous, man. I can't thank all you folks enough for being here, and I'm sure the listeners reflect in kind because, you know, this makes, I can't tell you how many thousands of people's commutes so much better. You know, without this kind of music, they're all ready to take hostages. You know, but because of this music, they're not. They're a little more relaxed. They walk into work, they got a smile on their face, and they got a hell of a start to the weekend. And it's you guys that are responsible for it. Thank you all for being here.
Oh, thank you for inviting us, and thank my band for, for making this too.
And thank you folks for supporting this public radio station. And when you hear music like this, it's just it's a logical thing that would make you give to WBGO.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. So I think we're going to go out with, I had the good fortune of working with the great Stanley Turrentine for over 10 years.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember a gig at the old World Trade Center that we did on New Year's with Little Jimmy Scott and Ruth Brown.
Oh, and yeah. The drunk guy kept asking, I paid all this money to come up here to the top, and are you ever going to open the windows so I can look outside?
Was that you?
No, but the thing was, remember it was a cloudy night, and it was the clouds, and the cat thought it was the drapes, and it wasn't even midnight.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to go out with something by the great Stanley Turrentine. This is called Trouble Number 2.
And the record is called 8-Track 3 from WBGO, the 8-Track Band, Dave Stryker. Thank you, man. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. That's a great way to end a perfect hour. And it's all made possible by our listeners and these fantastic musicians. Dave Stryker, Stefan Harris, Myra Casales, Jared Gold, McClenty Hunter, and, of course, all the great sense memory provided by people like Stevie Wonder and Stanley Turrentine and Marvin Gaye and Percy Mayfield and Curtis Mayfield and everybody else, man, that makes you look back over your shoulder and go, wow. It's WBGO, Newark, and thank you for your support.